Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, and you're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And you can go to danshealthtalks.com, and there you'll find, I think we're up to at least around 140 shows. You got to keep clicking on it, and it'll give you a few more shows, and click on it again. But I really like that resource because you'll see topics there that may be exactly what you're looking for or someone you care about and you want them to hear it. And so it's all still there. And so when you go to Dan's Health Talks, it pops up, and there's Podbean, where it's where we first put it up. And then it goes over to Amazon and Spotify and Pandora and iHeartRadio. So there's a lot of different resources, but I think the simplest way is just to go to my website and then click on Podbean to see all those shows. But I have an interesting show today we're going to do. We're going to concentrate on high blood pressure and kidney problems. And I'm going to be talking to Roger Hill in a little bit. But the first thing I want to talk to you about, you know, I mentioned on a show or two back that I was without Invigorest for a while. And I was taking melatonin, I was taking these group of things like chamomile and extra magnesium, different things that relaxed me and helped me sleep. And I was sleeping, but I wasn't getting the quality sleep I really need. And you got to remember, it's when you sleep that most of the regeneration takes place. It's actually brainwave patterns during the sleep, like when the brain goes into alpha, which is the strongest energy in the brain. Though back when I used to lecture on this back in the 70s, when I was in my early 20s, they didn't talk about gamma. And gamma is a high frequency, but we didn't talk about it. We talked about alpha, theta, delta, and beta was really just static in the brain, just individual brain cells. But when you're producing alpha waves, when you're starting to go into sleep and you're starting to, and the dream happened in that area, you'll get a stimulation of growth hormone release. When you're a teenager, you get it when you first go to sleep, and you get it when you wake up. Well, that is where a lot of regeneration happens. And the brain cleans itself out of plaque. It has its own immune system that works just within the brain barrier, inside the brain. And the plaque that is related to Alzheimer's builds up every day. But if you're getting good quality sleep, it gets removed. So does a lot of the toxins and everything else. So if you don't sleep well, the tendency, in fact, they did a study and just had people cut their sleeping down to about 5 hours or so. I think it was right around 5 hours. And they put on weight pretty quick. Then they let them go back to 8 hours and the weight came back off. But the other thing is you wouldn't think this is related, but joint aches, inflammation, you know brain fog's related. You know if you don't sleep well, you can't think well. I remember in college I had finals and I was up all night working on a project I had to get done, and I was falling asleep in the middle of taking a psychology final, and the professor let me take it again. And he said I had to promise I wouldn't study between, the couple days later when I took it. But sleep is so important. You miss 1 hour of sleep, they say it's equivalent to 2 alcohol drinks as far as the way it slows down your reflexes. So when you're driving, just being a little sleepy can cause a wreck. It can be related to heart attacks, stroke. We already talked about obesity, diabetes. It just goes on and on. But on the other side, when you start getting quality sleep, so many things you think are disappearing as you've gotten older, because all my friends that are now, we're all getting older, one of the things they complain to me about is not being able to get good quality sleep. And so the body starts aging faster. But when you get quality sleep, it comes back. Now, when I got Invigorest, when they sent me some Invigorest, and I do a pretty good teaspoon, more than what most people do, but I do a pretty good teaspoon of it. Made all the difference in the world. Boy, the quality of sleep is there. I have a lady that assists me on teaching my exercise class. And I called her Monday morning and I said, And it was. My throat was a little dry and stuff. And I said, with Omicron, it usually shows up more in the sinuses and the throat. It didn't go into the lungs. So I said, I might have that going on. The truth was, I wanted to sleep. I was getting such nice sleep. I didn't want to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go teach my early morning exercise class. Because I was getting that kind of sleep that just goes, you just stretch and you just feel so good when you're sleeping like that. So don't forget that. That's why I run these ads for InvigoRest, because it's such an important thing to your overall health. Quality sleep will take you a long, long place. It'll really take you down the road. Now, something else I haven't talked about, and my friend Doug Kaufman has made a living on this, really has educated the public for many years on how a fungus being the underlying cause of so many different diseases that they have trouble solving, cancer being one, heart disease, diabetes. In fact, one of the times he was lecturing here in Oklahoma City, and I was talking to some people in the back because I'd heard Doug a number of times, and I usually opened up for him. And while I'm talking to a few of the people in the back of the auditorium, Doug said, they take that on potatoes, you'll sometimes see those black eyelets, they're really fungal spots showing up on the potato skin. He said they take that and put it in water and inject it into laboratory animals to create diabetes, because animals don't normally have diabetes. Very hard to do that. So they have to use fungus to create it. And I went, whoa, wow, that's an important little piece of information. And what happens to us, and they think a major cause of childhood obesity that's so prevalent now, is antibiotics. You remember penicillin was made from the fungus that floated in through the air and got on the bread, and they found out it would kill bacteria because they fight for the same areas in the body. But it doesn't mean that injecting fungus into you, which is what antibiotics are, is such a great idea. And they use antibiotics to fatten up cows and pigs and even chickens. They don't use enough sometimes to really kill off bacteria. Like, they believe that MRSA came from the overuse of antibiotics in chicken farms. Another one of the really deadly bacterias came from as well. And overuse in cows. Cows, they use about 2 tons of antibiotics a year, I think, here in the United States. Which you realize, I mean, just an injection, that's not very much to make up 2 tons. But what surprised me, it's 10 tons with chickens. Now, it may be a worldwide deal, but because chickens are so compact there. Well, cooking the food doesn't get rid of the antibiotics. So every time we eat meat, unless they're grass-fed and really naturally taken care of in a natural way and allowed to roam, or eat grass-fed beef and stuff and roaming out there, where they don't need to load them up with antibiotics, because they're not as they do when they squeeze them together in feedlots and feed them grain, which is not what a cow normally wants anyway. Well, when we eat that meat, we get a little antibiotics every time. One of the things that surprised me, I was listening to Dr. Gundry, and he was saying that when you drink NutraSweet, it kills half of the probiotics in your gut. The reason it puts on fat in cows is because the antibiotics kills the probiotics. Now the fungus overgrows, and as the fungus overgrows, it wants to live on sugar and starch. So it sends out peptides to your brain, and you start craving all this sugar and starch. But when you go on a low-carb diet and starve your body of the food source for fungus, and you might take things like nystatin and diflucan and oregano oil, P73, and olive leaf and black seed oil and all these different things that help kill the fungus. When you kill that off, a lot of times the sweet tooth goes away, that you just think that's what you preferred. No, it's the fungus inside you. And I was surprised that Gundry used an analogy that I used 10 years ago. In that movie, Little House of Horrors, where the plant is needing blood, this alien plant that's sort of like a Venus flytrap, but it gets really big, and it's demanding that he brings people to him so it can eat it. Well, that fungus sort of takes over and tells us what to do. And it's amazing how powerful it is. It can control what our sexual preferences are, who we want, what who we want as a mate, because the foods that we eat will create profiles of different flora within our gut. And that flora will tell us, will send out pheromones. And this is just amazing to me. In fact, we're going to take a break real quick. I'm going to talk about it a little bit more on the other side. We'll be right back. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
Do you realize that most of your pains is oftentimes your brain is recycling your previous pains? Do you realize that a lot of times stress and emotions make your pain worse? Which also means it's not purely physical, but the emotional aspect intensifies your pain. Learn how to change your memories of pain, and your body will follow the mind. You know it works anyway. You think something positive, you feel good. You think of something negative, you feel bad. This system always works. Learn how to change your mind, and your body will follow the new change in your mind. SkillsToChange.com. Check it out.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. My friend David High makes some very, very powerful nutritional products, and he has one for the prostate, and I was having trouble with my prostate. I was running to the bathroom all the time, I mean, way too much. And didn't really show that high of PSA, but nevertheless, I started taking this prostate product, taking 3 in the morning or 3 in the evening, and boy, that made all the difference in the world. So call 405-740-0676 and find out for yourself. You'll love this. It took a while to work on this book because I had to keep it short, but I wanted to get a lot of good information in there for you. I have a free ebook. You go to danshealthtalks.com. danshealthtalks.com, and when it comes up, you just put in your email address and you can download this free ebook called The Keys to Health and Long Life. Please do that and tell your friends and family. Let them have the book as well. And there's more books that will be coming. Go to danshealthtalks.com, get your free ebook. Welcome back, folks. Now, on the other side, I was talking about how powerful fungus is, and I've used this analogy before, not an analogy, the story, but it just blew me away when I read it. I was in Scientific America, I believe is where I read it many years ago. It might have been Discovery, but what they had done is they took laboratory mice, and they took fruit flies, and they divided them up into two different groups. And the group over here on the right, they marked their wings. And so everyone in that cage had a little dot on their wings. Everyone on the other side didn't have it. Then the ones on the right, they fed a little different mixture, like applesauce and maybe something else. And over here on the left, they fed a banana and maybe something else. But it wasn't the same food. And when they analyzed the flora in their gut, the profile would be like, okay, there's 400 different bacteria they could be looking at. It might spike real high on one and low on another, where in the other one, it could be just the opposite. What they thought was what they found was amazing is they put them together, and the females would only mate with the males that ate the same food that they did. That even little fruit flies have a tribe, and they recognize the pheromones of their tribe. Then they give them antibiotics. Now, that killed the flora in their gut. And now the females would mate with anyone. And that's why I said the hippie movement came, the free love movement of the hippies came from the overuse of antibiotics. That used to be that ethnic groups sort of stayed within their ethnic area, not saying that was a good thing, because there's a real advantage to crossing genetics and making stronger species by sharing genes that don't normally get to be shared. And recessive genes are not brought out, that can be a negative effect. So, but what would happen is the Italians would eat Italian food, the Chinese or Asians would eat Asian food, the Jews would eat Jewish food, the American, what we consider American cuisine, would eat maybe what would be popular in the Midwest or different parts of the country. Well, the females would usually marry within their group, but that's not true anymore. We don't think anything about it, and I don't think we should, but I think that's what happened, is that pheromone, one of the strongest urges in human nature, especially when you're young, is your mating urge. And to think that the probiotics in your gut, or the flora in your gut, to be correctly say it correctly, is determine what you're attracted to. I just thought that's amazing, how powerful those peptides are. In the same sense, they create negative effects. So a lot of our obesity and everything is coming from the overuse of antibiotics. And I had two minor operations a few years ago. And I also, a number of years ago, I got a mold infection where I had pneumonia. I was choking on my own mucus. And they had to give me very heavy antibiotics to knock that out, and a breathing treatment and all that. Plus, though I didn't take the antibiotics when I got home, when they cut out a little cyst on the side of my jaw and then another one on the back of my head, that, of course, when you're under, they're giving you antibiotics and they're putting it into the area. My belly blew up. And they say it can take 2 years to correct that. It can take longer than that, I've found. It's not so easy. It didn't put fat on me, but it really bloated the gut. And I knew what was going on, but I took antifungals like Diflucan and Nystatin. Still didn't knock it down. So a lot of the times when you're gaining weight, it's not so much that you're overeating, but what is eating inside you and what it wants. And it will help trying to make your choices of things it does put weight on, which is starch and sugar. Now, in a few moments here, we're going to take a real quick break here, and then I want to come back, and I want to talk to Roger Hill, because we are having some interesting effects on people that are dealing with kidney problems and high blood pressure. There's also a story I want you to hear on animals and this Ultramito Restore product and the Rejuvenate Gel. But the Ultramito Restore, I've seen, it's just amazing on the stories we have, and I have so many to choose from, and Roger does a very good job of capturing this. So we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back, folks. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
This Robert Gene. I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
Folks, this show is about changing your life, showing you nutritional products that really make a fantastic difference. A new technology that stimulates stem cells that are phenomenal, and I'm really loving the change in my own life. If you go to lifewave.com/radiodan, you'll find this LifeWave technology, and you can find the science, the 100 patents they have. Folks, I feel like I did 20 years ago. Things aren't bothering me that were bothering me. So don't suffer. Go to LifeWave.com/RadioDan. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. Now, I got Roger Hill with me, and Roger has some very interesting interviews he got last couple weeks. And we have LaRon, and LaRon has been dealing with kidney problems and high blood pressure. Those usually go hand in hand, because when your kidneys can't filter, it causes the blood pressure to go up. But also, you got to remember the adrenal gland is right on top of the kidney, and when it can also cause that interaction where it's constricting the blood vessels. So there's a number of things, and toxins are building up, and it can cause a lot of problems in the area of blood pressure. And blood pressure, you know, can bring on heart attacks, stroke, and everything else. So I want to hear the interview with LaRon that Roger. So go ahead and play your interview with it, Roger, and I want to hear what effect the Ultramata Restore had on him.
So LaRon, give me an update on where you were. I think this is like your second month now. We talked at a one-month point, now at a two-month point on Restore and Rejuvenate. Remind us of where you were, and then share with us what has changed.
Well, probably the first thing I want to do is think about how it took me from getting my arms back mapped out, and I was ready to get hooked up to the machines to do my filtration.
Dialysis.
The dialysis. I was down to a 14 in my filtration rate. And they wanted to get me ready, you know, mapped out so I could get on the dialysis. And that was when I first got onto Restore. And within that first month, I went from 14 up to a filtration rate of 30. And that was off of one bottle of the Restore. And since then, I've I'm on my second bottle now, and I'm still staying at 30. I just went into the labs, so I'm still staying at my 30% filtration rate right now.
Your kidney condition was related to your diabetes. Remind me of how high it was before, and let us know what it is now.
On the A1C, I was fighting to keep it down to 14, and that was as low as I could ever get before. Since I've been on this, I've taken from 14 and down to 7, and I'll fluctuate around 7.2, but that's a whole lot better than 14, a whole lot better. One of the other big problems they have is getting old is, how do you say, crippling of the hands, and that's the big problem for me, because I need to use my hands to push those keys on the keyboard. So I've been using the, I think it's called Rejuvenate.
Rejuvenate.
And I put the cream on my hands, and that lets me have the use of my hands back. And I continue to use that. The more it hurts, the more I put it on, and it just keeps giving me the results right away. So I appreciate that one.
Amazing. So what has happened with your energy level over this time? A lot of people who are diabetic, have kidney issues, are also low energy and lethargic. But how is that? Has that changed for you, and if so, how much?
I think more so not the energy, is just plain falling over. I was always losing my balance for things. So I would have probably 8 of falls in a month time. And since I've been taking this, I haven't had any falls. I just don't fall anymore. So it's like getting to learn how to walk all over again and learn how to stay straight. And I have a lot more energy to walk even further now. But the big thing is you can walk without falling or without staggering or getting pulled to the left. You can go in a straight line.
So not having a fear of falling has made it easier for you to exercise, it sounds like.
Well, the falls are really critical for me because the doctor told me, you know, if you make one more fall, you're going to be quadriplegic. Just simply that, one little fall and boom, you'll lose it. So I just didn't want to go there.
What have the doctors been saying about the progress you've been making?
They don't know what to say, so they just say, well, whatever you're doing, would you just keep doing that? So that's what I do.
All right. That sounds like pretty good advice.
Like I said, I'm just not going to go without having my restore or my rejuvenate. I don't think anybody should have to go through pain and suffering for nothing. You know, when you've got something around that works, you use it.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, LaRon.
Thank you.
LaRon, I really appreciate you sharing that with us, and thank you, Roger, on that. And I know you have another one, Roger, with Judy, and she had also, I believe, she was dealing with kidney problems and high blood pressure. So let's see what Judy had to say.
I'm excited to hear how you've been doing on our Restore and Rejuvenate since we talked last.
I seem to be doing pretty good. My kidneys were down to 14% function, and after I started this, it's gone up to 18%.
Okay.
So I'm glad about that. It's keeping me off of dialysis.
All right. How long have you been on Restore?
Oh, let's see. I got about a half a bottle. Longer. Okay.
You haven't been on it a month yet.
Probably about a month and a half. I don't really know what date I started on it, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think it's been a month and a half because either that or you're taking way too little because you should be taking 4 milliliters a day, and that will only last you a month.
Teaspoon in the morning and a teaspoon at night. I do that. Is that too less?
No, that's good. A teaspoon in the morning, a teaspoon at night is great. You're going to go through it. It should take you half a month to finish the bottle at that rate. But that's good. That's what's, you know, I mentioned to you when we talked the last time, it would be a good idea for you to take more than a dose, a regular dose anyway, because you're trying to get off of dialysis.
Yes.
You know, dialysis will change your life, don't you think?
I know. I pray and pray and pray that I don't go on it. Oh, you just don't know how bad I don't want to go on it.
Well, all we got to do is keep it up. How about your blood pressure? What's that been looking like?
Been pretty good, I guess. It was 110 over 70 this morning, 105 over 68 yesterday. And 116.72 seems to be doing pretty good.
Wow.
I just happened to start taking it at home. I got a thing, and I normally didn't even record it, but now I started recording it.
Okay, excellent, excellent. How have you been feeling otherwise?
I feel good. I really do. I feel good.
What? All right, so we turned it around. And what are the doctors saying about that?
Great. Great.
All right. Have a good day.
You too, sir. Thank you for checking on me.
Judy, I really appreciate you doing that and sharing this. People were just very generous with their stories, their time, because other people out there may be suffering. And you're going to help them by them knowing how you get things into the cells and the body can readjust itself and take care of itself and go through the process. So thanks again, Judy. And Roger, I'm going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to be right back with you. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
Hi, this is Robert Gene. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out, skills2change.com.
Folks, this show is about changing your life, showing you nutritional products that really make a fantastic difference. A new technology that stimulates stem cells that are phenomenal, and I'm really loving the change in my own life. If you go to lifewave.com/radiodan, you'll find this LifeWave technology, and you can find the science, the 100 patents they have. Folks, I feel like I did 20 years ago. Things aren't bothering me that were bothering me. So don't suffer. Go to lifewave.com/radiodan. Took a while to work on this book because I had to keep it short, but I wanted to get a lot of good information in there for you. I have a free ebook. You go to danshealthtalks.com. danshealthtalks.com. And when it comes up, you just put in your email address and you can download this free ebook called The Keys to Health and Long Life. Please do that and tell your friends and family. Let them have the book as well. And there's more books that will be coming. Go to danshealthtalks.com. Get your free ebook. Welcome back, folks. Now, I'm working with Roger Hill right now, and Roger has some more interviews he wants me to hear. One is with Joe, and Joe had been dealing with prostate, as I understand, prostate cancer and some problems. So let's go to hear what he has to say with Joe.
Joe, tell me what your health concern was before you started with our Restore and Rejuvenate, and tell me what happened after.
Well, historically, I've had high blood pressure. It was just simply just too high, and I was on very, you know, multiple medications for it.
How high was it, Joe?
It was 160 to 180 over like 100.
Okay.
And it's now normal. I'm at teens, 120s over like 80.
Okay.
Consistently. I'm still taking the meds, but I'm looking at doing this a bit more on my next doctor's appointments to find out, you know, where I'm at. I did get me a blood pressure machine, and it's still, you know, being low when I'm thinking it should be high. I have a very high stress job. And so I think a lot of that comes into play. One other thing I want to add, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer in January of this year, had a biopsy. But the last time I went to the doctor, my numbers were almost nothing. So that's another attribute.
Okay.
We caught it early, but still I was expecting it to spread. And, of course, it did not.
Do you recall what your PSA was before?
I was somewhere around 8, and I'm down to like 4,
mm-hmm.
which is almost not detectable, as my doctor said. And one other thing about Rejuvenate, I've always had this problem with skin tags, you know, and I started rubbing that on me, of course, after a shower. And all every day, and they've actually just disappeared. So,
okay. So Joe, let me take you back to the blood pressure for a minute. How soon after you started taking Restore, did you notice a difference in your blood pressure?
About a month.
Okay.
Only because that's when my next appointment was, the follow-up.
I see.
But I felt more energy and, you know, and my head wasn't roaring. Like, that's what I could tell. I had high blood pressure, and my head was just roar. Wouldn't hurt. Just,
how soon after you started on Restore did you notice the roaring go away or go down?
Probably about within 3 to 4 weeks on that. Like I said, I could tell a difference. Of course, went into the doctor's office feeling, you know, more energy and all, and they could just see it in my expression. I had a lot of color in my face, you know, I had a lot of red, but it's, of course, gone back to normal.
So you had redness in your face previously, but after a few weeks on Restore, the redness went away and your skin returned to its normal color?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty. So how soon into taking Restore did you feel the energy start to show?
That was probably within a week or so. It started out taking it sporadically, you know, being haphazard about it. But I started having a regimen of doing it a teaspoon twice a day. And, you know, within a week or so, I started feeling more energy. I slept better. And I guess it also helped out with the enlarged prostate. I was not urinating this frequently during the night. I was just miserable. Couldn't get a lot of sleep. And
how many times a night, Joe, were you having to get up before, and how many times did it go down to after Restore?
Well, it was averaging about 4 times a night. Okay? And then it got down to about 2 times a night. And now it's probably 1 time a night.
Marvelous. Thank you for sharing, Joe.
Well, thank you for sharing, sir.
Well, that was great, Joe. I really appreciate you sharing that with us. And there's a lot. I used to be that guy that got up 4 times a night. A lot of times I don't get up at all, and if I do get up, it's like once after 4 or 5 hours of sleep. So I know how important that is. If you're getting up 4 or 5 times a night, it's hard to really feel good in life and the body regenerate. So that alone is significant, but I'm so glad you're doing better. Now, Marie, as I understand, she had to go through the whole thing, chemo and everything else. And we've had a number of people that have been using Ultramata Restore and some of the other that it gave them their energy. They weren't beat up by doing chemotherapy and radiation. So let's hear what Marie has to say.
So Marie, refresh me a little bit about and your health concern was before using Restore and Rejuvenate and what you feel happened after, okay?
In 2018, May of 2018, I was diagnosed with cancer in the uterus. It was almost stage 2. So in July, they did surgery. And they thought that would be it because it was all like in one place. And when they removed, everything in the surgery, you know, the hysterectomy, complete hysterectomy. But about 6 months, it sort of came, the cells came back. And then I went through radiation, and that didn't really do. It did some, but not what they wanted. So then the doctor put me on chemotherapy. So I went through that. The first half of it was seen it been working, and then it wasn't. So he changed the chemotherapy to a stronger dose, and it seemed like, you know, the tumors were shrinking. Then my son Dwight told me about the Restore. He had me to talk to Lisa, yes, and so he got me a bottle, got me on that. I started that about the middle of April, and she told me to take it twice a day, and I had a PET scan around in April somewhere in there. When I had it again July 1st, the one in April was 14 point something. But the one they took July 1st after I had been on the Restore, I guess April, May, June, yeah, about 2 months, the number was 5.8.
So and let me repeat that. So it had gone from 14 down to 5.8.
Yes.
Okay.
And I haven't had one since then, a scan. But anyway, they took me off of chemo since my numbers were so low. They took me off of chemo. And that was in, I've been up with chemo about 6 months. My last chemo treatment was in June. And this is what, January? So I've been taking the Restore, you know, twice a day. So, but that's the one thing that when the numbers were dropped that low. Because what happened, I'm trying to, it's been like a complicated case. In other words, I was thinking that it was, when they did the radiation, the doctor said he had nailed it, and I thought that would have been it. But the sales, when it would test me, they still, the sales had come back. So anyway, but I had a problem on my umbilical cord, I guess. And so the doctor decided to go in and cut out all the cancer that they saw. So that's what they told me, that they cut out all the cancer that they saw. So I went through that, still on the Restore. So I have, they haven't sent me back for a scan yet. I went in for my 3 month follow up. So she didn't see anything, any mass or anything. So she said, come back in 3 months. So that's where I am now, but I'm still taking the Restore. I take it when I get up in the morning, and I take it before I go to bed. Because I've been on it since April.
Right. So, Marie, let me ask you, when the doctor saw that dramatic drop from 14 down to 5, did they make any comments?
Honestly, are you doing good? And so I didn't have any major side effects like throwing up, you know, and things like that. I got through it okay, but it was just I lost a lot of weight. So they decided to not give me any more chemo and let me just kind of, you know, build up my physical strength. But each time they see me, they tell me, you know, how, you know, well I'm looking and everything. But other than that, they don't really know about the Restore. So I haven't had another PET scan. But I'm still here, you know what I mean? I'm still alive.
That says something.
And that says a lot.
Thank you, Marie. I'm glad that you're feeling better. I know that that's a lot to go through, and I'm glad you're here with us. Now, I have one more I wanted to share with you, and this one guy has a dog named Archie, and Archie was getting up there in the years. And let's see what the Ultramita Restore. That's one of the things that I've always been impressed with when I first met this company, because with animals, there's no placebo effect. And you'll see a rapid turnaround a lot of times with animals. So, Roger, bring your friend on, and let's hear what his dog, how he responded to Ultramita Restore.
Rick, tell me about your dog.
Well, we've actually got two, Roger. We've got two Lhasa Apso's. Those are the little dogs that look like Shih Tzu. But with the, you know, if you let it grow, they're the ones that have the long hair that cascades down to the floor, and they win at dog shows and that kind of thing because they're a very decorative little dog. But ours are old. They're 13 and 14 years old, which is getting near their you know, projected demise date. And the dog that's had the best reaction to your pet product is Archie. And Archie doesn't have any teeth. He can't hear. You can stand right behind him and yell his name, and he doesn't even turn around. And he got to where he wouldn't jump around. And if you invited him to dinner, he just flopped down on the floor. You almost had to carry him over to his dish. You know, if you've had an old dog, you know the symptoms. And so I put him on your product, and I'm telling you, God's honest truth, strike me dead. In 3 days, this little guy is running around like a puppy again. And
wow.
That's the only thing we did different, by the way. And we take care of him. We give him good food and filtered water and sometimes CBD. I mean, it's not like these guys have been ignored, but he just was running out of gas. So thank you very much for introducing this product, because it has made a huge difference.
Awesome.
Rick, thank you for sharing that. I'm glad your dog is doing well. I know people love their dog like they love their children, sometimes more so. And so it's great that at that age, and the dog was not even moving, is now jumping around and really has energy again. So thanks again, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you, Roger. We'll be right back, folks. Fox Restore Now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks, and I really appreciate you being with us. And don't forget, if you go to danshealthtalks.com, and you might have heard something today, or you may have a family friend or just a good friend that you want that may be dealing with kidney problems or high blood pressure or maybe prostate problems or whatever, and you go, is there anything naturally that supports the body that may help people deal with that or recover from chemotherapy and all that? You go to danshealthtalks.com. You look for today's date, but if you look at the topic, you can find it that way too, because Podbean will pop up there. You click on that, and it'll take you right to the site where we store all these shows. And this show, or any of the shows I do, or just a few hours after we finish it, Amazon and iHeart and Spotify and Pandora and all those others that carry the show too, that may not show up for 4 or 5 days. So that's why I emphasize that, danshealthtalks.com. You can also find me there. There's some people that want to do nutritional counseling with me, and I can tell them things that will support them and help them figure out their program and stuff. And you can find an email at the bottom of that site and a phone number even, which I'm surprised I put my phone number out there, but I did. So if you need that help, you can find me there. And I charge, but I don't charge very much. I'm very economical in the way I do that. Now, there's a lot that we covered. We talked about antibiotics and the reason you take probiotics, but diet may be even more important. And so is the certain fibers that support the gut, because probiotics eats fiber. That's how it survives and grows. Without it, it dies within just a few days. So if you're taking probiotics, and there's a lot of good ones out there, you need to do that. But your actual flora is not usually exactly the same ones are in probiotics. Now, folks, I know that I do a lot on Ultra Mito Restore and the Rejuvenate Gel. But the reason I do that after, two or three years before I started radio, I started being a spokesman for some nutritional companies. Started radio in March of 97. As I've said many times, I've seen some miraculous things out there, some really wonderful things, but I've never seen something that affects so many different health conditions so powerfully. And it seems like the more the body needs it, the more dramatic and quicker the response is to it, because a lot of your health problems come from things not being able to get to where the body needs it to be. In other words, the deficiency. And this XDS technology, this exponential delivery system, delivers it, the nutrients, these 44 different things, actually a lot more than 44, right into where they need to be. And when you get them in there, all of a sudden it's like you have a starving person that's been out in the desert, and you start giving them some water and some food, and they just come back alive. That's what this is like on a cellular level. And a lot of aging is cellular starvation. And when you feed it, nourish it, the cells come alive, your organs come alive, your brain comes alive, your heart, everything. Now, we'll be back next week, folks. I got a lot more to talk to you about, but thank you for sharing this with your friends and family, as you'll be doing them a lot of good as well. Thanks again.